This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, January 2nd, 2009, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll have a look at the banned phrase and word lists. That's according to Lake Superior State University in Michigan, which says these phrases should remain part of 2008. And we'll have a look at the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Danville police continue to investigate a New Year's Eve fatal shooting on the city's east side. 18-year-old Alberta Cardoza was found outside a home in the 700 block of Bryan Street. He was pronounced dead at 12:30 yesterday morning at Provena United Samaritan's Medical Center. An autopsy is scheduled for this afternoon. There are no other injuries reported. Anyone with information on the shooting is encouraged to contact Danville Police or Crime Stoppers at 446-TIPS. Ed Vaughn says he wants to clear up some questions posed at last month's Champaign County Board meeting when members voted to take him off the board of the Champaign Southwest Mass Transit District. Democrats charged that the board of the upstart MTD and Chairman Ed Vaughn in particular had no intention of providing transit service to their service area in Southwest Champaign. They argued that the Champaign Southwest MTD was only created to keep the CUMTD service and tax levy out of the upscale area. Vaughn was out of town during last month's county board vote. He says he only wants to make sure that Southwest Champaign gets the transit service that's appropriate for the region.
Am I against mass transit? Absolutely no. Period. Absolutely unequivocally no. Am I against wasteful taxation? In other words, waste of the taxpayers' money with empty bus transportation where it's not needed? Absolutely fiercely.
County board members criticized the Champaign Southwest MTD board for not making any plans for transit service, but Vaughn says they won't do that until their legal battle with the Champaign-Urbana MTD is settled. The new transit districts are fighting for exclusive jurisdiction in Southwest Champaign. Vaughn says a court ruling is expected later in 2009, but that will most likely be appealed by the losing side. Vaughn was out of town when the county board voted against his reappointment. He says the Champaign Southwest MTD is working through its attorney to make their case to county board members. In the meantime, Vaughn says he remains on the Champaign Southwest MTD board until a new member is appointed. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin plans to renew talk of an experimental power plant in downstate Illinois once planned for the state. A Durbin spokeswoman says the senator has been talking about keeping the project alive with the next administration. Next week, Durbin and members of Illinois' congressional delegation will talk with President-elect Barack Obama's Energy Secretary nominee. The meeting with Stephen Hsu about FutureGen will be Wednesday in Washington. Durbin has been blocking nominations to fill Department of Energy posts since the agency pulled support for FutureGen in January 2008. The agency cited increasing costs to build the plant in Mattoon. The FutureGen Alliance, a consortium of local leaders and power companies, has continued to move forward with the project by recently purchasing land for the facility. A new Illinois law requires out-of-state firewood dealers to register with the State Department of Agriculture. Jana Dilley has more in this report.
The emerald ash borer is responsible for killing tens of millions of ash trees in the Midwest since 2002. The destructive hitchhikers are commonly spread by moving firewood. Then they burrow in the bark of ash trees, and the trees eventually starve and die. Warren Goach manages the State Department of Agriculture's Division on Natural Resources. He says the new law gives state officials an idea of how much wood is coming into the state.
By having this registry requirement for firewood importers, I think it just gives us another tool, another group that we can be working closely with to try and limit, again, the potential for the artificial spread of this pest.
Goach says the best way to prevent the spread of the emerald ash borer is to use local firewood or use up any that's sitting around before the bugs can burrow. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The nation's financial meltdown battered most of Indiana's largest companies last year, costing some of them three-quarters or more of their stock value. The Indianapolis Star reports that companies in the Bloomberg Indiana Index lost nearly half of their value in 2008, although some on the index fared much worse. Cummins Engine, among the state's largest companies based on revenue, lost 79% of its value, while Steel Dynamics of Fort Wayne lost 81%. Only six of the 55 Indiana-based companies are companies with significant ties to the state that are on the index actually gained value during 2008. Together, the Indiana companies on the index lost more than $217 billion, or 47% of their value. That makes them less able to borrow money or expand and more likely to lay off workers. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bonser. now that a new year has started, we're all going to have to stop using some very popular words and phrases from 2008. That's because they're on the annual banishment list issued by the Language Guardians at Lake Superior State University in Michigan for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. Herb Trix has more.
It all started 34 years ago when the public relations director for the college and some friends cooked up the idea as a way to promote Lake Superior State and entertain people on an otherwise slow day for news, January 1st. And when nominations came pouring in during the following weeks for a second list, he knew he was onto something. John Shibley, one of this year's co-compilers, says between 5,000 and 6,000 nominations were received for the latest banishment list. And not surprisingly, the presidential campaign resulted in a lot of nominations.
Considering that it was an election year, it was pretty quiet for the political front. But we did get Maverick. That tipped the scales at over 1,000 nominations. First Dude, as in reference to Sarah Palin's husband, who was First Dude of Alaska because she's the governor, that also receives over 1,000 nominations. But those are the only two real political ones that led the pack this year. We are getting a lot of nominations now for Blago, which is Blagojevich. That's the governor of Illinois, but that started upticking maybe a week ago.
Some words and phrases linked to the economy and recession also irritated a lot of people. Shibley says many people got tired of the Wall Street-Main Street combination, beaten to death by politicians and pundits. And the word bailout also made it to the banishment list.
People are just saying, geez, you know, I wish bailout meant something else. Like the nominator sort of refers to the only time he wants to hear bailout is when it applies to, number one, a relative, and number two, the relative that needs to get bail posted to get out of jail. You know, that's sort of a harmless way that bailout used to be used, but now it's taken on, you know, greater scales, greater ramifications.
Text messaging was also responsible for a rash of nominations.
We also had our first non-word, non-phrase. And that is the, I guess, emoticon, you could call it, for text messaging. It's a less than symbol coupled with the numeral 3. And if you look at that sideways, it's a heart. So rather than typing out, I love you, or I love a good meal, you type in I, less than 3, and then your noun. Dash monkey is something that's commonly found on the web. If you have a menial task that needs to be done, you go to SurveyMonkey, and SurveyMonkey will compile a survey and give you data. There's FoodMonkey. There's a bunch of other different slash monkey websites out there. It's becoming quite a popular term to do something that's routine and can be done through a website.
And even though most of us want to protect the environment, quite a few have come to hate newly popular words and phrases, such as carbon footprint and any form of the word green.
They just think they hear too much of it, so it garnered quite a number of votes. I think a lot of people object to it being exploited for marketing. The carbon footprint nominator said he can imagine an atom of carbon that forgot to wear its shoes.
Banishing these words and phrases is fun and gives a lot of people a chance to blow off some steam. But Shibley says there is a serious side to it all.
Anytime you can discuss language, I think that's constructive. And you can either discuss language in a serious way in a classroom setting or in a very analytical way, or you can just throw something like this out into the public every year like we do and just see what falls into place. It's a nice little snapshot of what phrases and words, number one, bug people, and what's on people's minds, too. And people attach different degrees of importance to this. It's very therapeutic for some people. And other people get into the spirit of the thing and sort of say, hey, you missed this one, and they have a really funny reason why.
He figures he and his co-compiler will do a total of 500 interviews about the latest word banishment list on TV, radio, and for newspapers. And he invites submissions for next year. Go to lssu.edu. And fresh from my staycation over the holidays, that word is also now banished, I'm Herb Trix.
In the forecast for the region today, partly sunny skies, the high around 38 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, the low of 25, mostly cloudy tomorrow, a 30% chance of light rain in the afternoon, the high around 45. Rain likely Saturday evening with a low around 38 degrees, wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour from the southeast. Blustery Sunday, cloudy, a chance of rain in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, the high around 38 degrees. Temperatures falling to the 30s in the through the 30s in the afternoon. Much colder Sunday night, partly cloudy, the low around 17. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 2nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.